Good morning, you're listening to FloridaDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. I'm at the Tile Solutions Plus meeting in Phoenix, and I'm with Mary Yoakum, the architectural manager in Southern California for Schluter Systems. Mary, how you doing?
I'm doing fabulous. It's a beautiful day in Phoenix.
It's good to see you. So, you're based in San Diego, and Schluter Systems, most people know, I mean, it's that orange crack isolation membrane. I mean, that's where you kind of got your start, but you're into all different kinds of products, right?
Well, we're kind of really in two buckets. We are edges, profiles, trim, cove, because a lot of the tile factories don't make trim anymore. So they finish it with a Schluter. So we have that side. And then we have what I say is the multivitamin to keep tile looking healthy, the stuff you don't see, like the waterproofing and our uncoupling membranes, so that it keeps tile from cracking, grout from cracking, and tiles from leaking.
What's the background on Schluter? I mean, obviously it's a European name, right?
It is, but it all is from Mr. Schluter. So he started his career as a master tile installer in Germany. Very passionate, obviously, to this day. He still wants to see tile on every project. And when installation methods changed from full mortar beds to thin set directly on a substrate, he'd have to keep going back because the edges of tile would crack and break and chip. So he had a friend make him a piece of L-shaped metal to just use for his own clients. And then his other fellow contractors would ask, Werner, can I have some of that? And from that, he and his wife started a business. And then because of his experience in the tile industry and the challenges, he created products so that installers could keep doing tile and have them perform and last long.
Well, let's talk about the A&D business in Southern California. Obviously, we watched the national numbers, the Architectural Billing Index. Disappointed these last numbers were down low 4. Things on hold. What's going on in your part of the world?
Well, everyone is feeling the challenge, both at the contractor level, but, you know, architects aren't getting signed contracts from clients. They've got projects, and the clients are saying, yeah, I'm going to have you do this project. Will you rework this or rework that? But if the contract's not signed, they can't bill it. It's tough, but I think we're all on the kind of the same page. The projects are all there, just sitting on a shelf, waiting for when is money going to be at the right price and all of those kinds of maybe uneasiness. And then they're all going to come off the shelf at the same time. And we're going to have to challenge to try and find enough labor and enough materials to get those projects done.
And that's going to be next year?
Yeah, that's going to be absolutely by end of first quarter next year.
Okay, all right. So we're, as I mentioned, at this show, and it's the trade show time right now. And I caught you at your booth here, and you're talking about two things. You're talking about shower drains and transition.
Linear drains have continued to be more and more popular. One driven by curbless and ADA showers, but also by the people like the large format tile, and they want to carry that right into their shower. And they have been fairly expensive, but now we have some other options where we can still give customers, whether it's multifamily, whether it's residential, even hospitals, hospitality, we can still give you that linear drain, a little bit different configuration, a little bit thinner, but then the installer can cut it on site so it can go perfectly wall to wall. So that's kind of a wonderful thing because now it can bring it not in just to a high-end environment, but also more of the general use for everyone to have that option. Profiles, we're adding some finishes, but not really adding any other styles.
You were telling me you had a recent win, big project that's going in right now.
Bosa Development is down in San Diego. The project is Andia. And really the collaboration between, you know, the contractor promoting the material, having to do some mock-ups and some demos to get the developer on board. Once it got going, everyone is happy and surprised that things are going along smoothly, and that's how we like it.
Well, it's great to run into you. It's been a while. Again, been talking to Mary Yoakum, the architectural manager with Schluter Systems based in Southern Cal, and you've been listening to Kemp Haar and FloridaDaily.net.